Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you. And take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're listening to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for listening in today. My show's all about people, places, and events. And if you have any issues relating to your financial institution, with your mortgage, the person that holds your mortgage, or debt collections, or even if you got scammed with a timeshare company, you would really enjoy hearing what my next guest has to say. His name is Robert Pizzola. He is known worldwide as the person to go to when trouble arises. As the president and CEO of the West Capital Family of companies, Robert is also known as the expert in the areas of timeshare company scams and the one who holds the debt collection industry accountable for their actions against the American people. As someone who has been named the most feared voice in corporate America, Robert's audience is wide and diverse. As an expert in the foreclosure crisis in America, Rob Pizzola is known as the go-to guy when the financial institution that you have your mortgage with made the dread decision to cross the line. As a 15-year veteran of the debt collection and consumer advocate business, and the published author of 6 books, including the upcoming book DNA on Success with Donald Trump and Dr. Stephen R. Covey, Robert is our guest here today. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you so much, Kathy Lee. We appreciate the time. And, you know, it's been a scheduling nightmare, but we finally got it done, and that's the good news. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Robert, we are glad to have you as a guest on this segment of the Kathy Lee Parker Show. And one thing that I have noticed is that your name keeps coming up over and over as we see on TV. We read about you in the news and, of course, listen to you not only on traditional radio, but internet radio as well. And so how do you, you know, what got you started on this?
Kathy, that's a great question. Thanks for asking. I think one thing a person has to have in life is passion. And that's one thing I developed at a very early age, and that's passion for whatever I do, no matter where it is. And I decided that I was on the wrong side of the fence. For a lot of years, I was in the debt collection industry, in the debt collection business, and I saw people being abused, people being hurt, people being taken advantage of. I then decided that, you know what, this wasn't working for me, so I said, okay, let's go on the other side. So I got really lucky, and that's about what it comes down to. I got really, really lucky, and I met some great people. And with that, I was able to really, really make a difference in some people's lives. And by coming on shows like yours and letting people know about the My Collector program, MyCollector.com, and WesternCapitalVIP.com, and just learning about what we do and how we can assist people and how we really take on those sharks that try to take over your people, that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the one thing that you mentioned is that this is not the same world that it was. was just 5 years ago? And what do you see as some of the fundamental difference between now and then?
Wow. Kathy, it's very, very simple. Get over it. You see, 5 years ago, we had a world that was completely different than it is right now. It's completely different. And because of that, we have a responsibility to know that we are facing one of the worst financial crises that it's ever existed. The financial crisis in 1929 doesn't even come close to what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. We're dealing with people that are barely making it. We're dealing with people that have had high-end jobs that are no longer able to handle their situations financially. And you know what? That is different than simply standing in a bread line and having 1929 footage run across your TV, because it's really hitting people hard. And the big thing is that people are taking a look at things in a very, very different way. And guess what? That's not all bad news, because it means we get to step up, we get to look at things, we get to approach things from a different standpoint, and we get to look at what we can do to help ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, and our communities.
Wow, and many of our listeners have trouble simply making ends meet. What would you suggest that they do?
Well, first of all, I suggest if you're listening today, the first thing you do is you dial area code 323-203-0815. Let me say that again, ladies and gentlemen. This is a direct live number to our broadcast today. This is not going to be a didactic sermon where I'm going to sit here and talk to you and tell you all the things you should do. We're going to jump into your life and try to make these things really, really work for you. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. All day today, you've been seeing us on Facebook. We've been talking to some of the people that are going to be calling in and some of the people who want to call in, and it's all the same. Things are different. Their financial lives have plummeted. People with educations, with PhDs, they come by the dozens and say, what am I supposed to do? How do I handle this? What is the best way to do it? Well, you know what? There is no magical way to do it other than to simply say, I have a handle on it and I'm going to move forward, no matter what that takes. Now, Kathy, let me tell you, some people are so educated, they're so smart, that they believe that a job at McDonald's or Taco Bell or wherever is beyond them, but yet their family suffers. Well, we're not suggesting everybody run out and, you know, get those type of jobs, but ladies and gentlemen, for every job that's out there, you have to be able to sell yourself and put yourself in a position for that company to want to bring you in. It's not a matter of how you look. It's not a matter of anything more than what can you do for me financially today. You see, Kathy, as you mentioned during the open, I've written some books. Well, that's some really good stuff to have on a resume. Well, that's great, but that doesn't pay the bills today. You have to be able to show your value to those people that are going to bring money to you. And by doing that, that's what we do with what we do at Western Capital. And our site is westerncapitalvip.com. We work with people to bring them to the excellence and the apex of where they can be. And again, that's what it's about. So if you're sitting back on your couch, in your couch of life today, and you're wondering, what am I going to do in life? Things are really, really difficult. Well, I'm going to say one thing. Duh. Really? So now's your chance, and it's your opportunity. You can join us by calling 323-203-0815. We're not selling you a thing today. We're not selling anything. We're showing you how you are going to overcome the problems in your life. Now, many of you sit back and say, you know what? I'll just sit and watch. Well, this is being broadcast on right now as we speak. It's being broadcast on the Ustream Radio Network, on YouTube. It's being broadcast on DirecTV. And you're sitting there wondering, why is my life a mess? Well, take it from somebody who gets it. We've all been there. But the only person that's going to be able to change your life, be able to change where you're at, change the direction that you're going in, is who? You.
Okay, Robert, I have a question. What about somebody who's been about 52 or 56 years old and they lose their profession that they had for years? They were in the corporate world. What do you say to them?
Well,
the same thing, like,
let me tell you, I just went, well, thanks for asking, because that's a very, very valid question, and it's happening more than you know. And excuse me, it's happening more than you know. And when I say that it's happening more than you know, companies are starting to draw lines. They're looking at their shareholders and saying, we want results. People know that they have the ability. They have the ability to bring things to the table, but they aren't very clear on how to present that to a company. Now, I'll tell you the truth. There's two types of interviews. There's the interview that you see.
Robert, we have a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Bring him on in.
Go ahead. Let's take it.
Hello.
All right, turned up my volume. Sorry. Hi, this is Robert. This is Kevin Suits.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing, my friend? Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise. Good to see you too. I'm just not quite sure exactly what you're driving at, but as far as what I can understand so far, I think you could a situation like mine would be a stellar situation to look at. A divorce. Ending up with four kids, unemployed, homeless, and now, you know, I'm in my own place. I mean, it takes I think, persistence and a will. There has to be drive. You can't just give up.
Well, let me
do this. I can't.
Yeah, let me first of all tell our audience, Kevin, our relationship, and this is unique. Kevin is somebody who I will consider an activist. He's somebody who is from Salt Lake City, and he absolutely is very clear on where he stands. Kevin and I have been able to work together on a few projects, and one of them happens to be a judicial issue going on in a place called Saratoga Springs in Utah right now, and we're handling that from the media side. Part of Western Capital is Western Capital Multimedia. So, you see, people like Kevin who come out and simply say, hey, I have a problem, are the ones that the rest of the people ride the coattails on and say, hey, you know what? I have a problem too. And then enough people get together, and then guess what, guys? We all work together and we resolve the problem. The problem is no longer there. Because no matter what you do, you are going to have something to bring to a table of a company. Kevin, what did you do in your previous business life?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What did you do in your previous business life, Kevin?
In my previous, I could barely hear you.
That's okay. In your previous corporate life, what did you do before things kind of went difficult on you?
Well, I was in the finance industry for some time, and then I chose to follow a dream of mine, which as a kid, I always looked up at these big trucks on the side of the freeway or passing by me, and I said, I want to be a truck driver, so I did that, and ultimately, that was the demise of my marriage, and resulted in my ex-wife leaving me and her four children, and left us homeless, basically, because I ended up quitting my job and letting her work, and so I've done that, and I'm still doing that now. It's been tough to find employment with my shaky job history, but irregardless, I'm still at what I'm doing, even after what you'd mentioned prior with the Saratoga Springs. I'm actually in West Valley, so it wasn't in Saratoga Springs, but we're still talking about the same individual that's caused me a bunch of grief.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think you should do about it? What do you think?
I'm doing everything I'm doing about it right now. I continue to work. I support my four children, which I'm raising on my own. I do everything I can. I'm happy. I love life. My kids, they're getting A's in school. I couldn't ask for anything better. No, I'm not loaded. I'm not rich. I'm not, you know, by no means, or by any. I'm a dreamer, for sure. I've got dreams and aspirations, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy with what I'm doing. I'm happy with my children. My children are happy with me. We're doing well. We're doing well. We're not doing as well as I'd like to be, but hey, there's more time.
Yeah. You know what? And that's the key. Because you know what? A lot of people simply say three words. I give up.
I give up.
Exactly.
I give up. Meaning I have nothing to offer. I give up. I don't want to do anything. There's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I can offer society. Well, you know what? That's not true, Kevin, because look at yourself. You went through some very drastic situations, and more recently, you've gone through some more difficult situations. But guess what? The good news is you will survive this too, because My friends,
of course I will.
One thing we all have to realize is that we live in the United States of America, and I'm not going to get on a sermon here, but I'm going to tell you, we have the ability to do whatever it is we choose we want to do. Okay? For instance, if Kathy wants to have a television show or a radio show, she can have that. She's more than able to do that just by saying, I want it. And you know what? There are companies out there.
Exactly.
And there are companies out there that simply need people, because guess what? One thing I learned, Kevin, as a CEO of Western Capital is I can't do it myself. It is impossible for me to do it myself. I must have people who I can rely on. Let me take it one step further. I also have what I call mentors. Mentors are the people who I go to and simply say, I don't get it. Please help me. And you know what? They line up to assist me. But you know what it requires, Kevin? Me to simply ask.
Which is why I hang on to your coattails, buddy.
Well, I'm honored by that because you know what? Right now we're looking at, there's 13,215 people listening right now around the world. 13,000 people. And out of those 13,000 people, I bet a lot of you are sitting there going, wow, that's my situation. Well, what are you going to do about it? You see, there's only one Rob Pizzola.
You know, go
ahead, Kevin.
It's that very thing. I've sat back so many times and I've wondered, should I just sit here and let all this pass me by? Because I know, and I've already stirred up the pot of beans a little bit with some housing issues here. When I was homeless with my four kids in my car, I lived out of my car for 3 months with my four children. I had nowhere to go. My ex-wife didn't pay any bills. Didn't pay the mortgage. I was homeless. I lived in my car for 3 months with my four children in the fall time. So, and as I was really persistent, and I continued on, you know, pushing and trying to find different ways and being as resourceful as I possibly could. I sat back and I thought, you know, I wonder if there's anybody else that's in this situation. And as I was brought into this housing program here in Salt Lake City that moves you around to churches, I met another guy that was in the same boat. He had three kids, and the guy had no clue what to do, absolutely no clue. He was totally lost. There was all these programs that were out there for women that are homeless or that are battered and this and that, but there's nothing out there for men, which is a growing problem, men with, you know, that are trying to raise their kids. And hey, let's be honest, we're not genetically wired to raise a family on our own.
Well, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there, Kevin, for a second. One thing that you realized very quickly was that it was not just about Kevin. You see, you had four children that you had to take care of. Talk about relationships, man.
Right.
Kathy?
Yeah, there's more.
Boy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Robert. There's not, and I do believe that there needs to be something out there for men that are in the situation that Kevin was in. There needs to be some help.
Yeah, and as
they are divorced.
Absolutely, and as people like Kevin step up and say, hey, I have a problem or I have a need, guess what's going to happen? Society is going to say, okay, you know what? Let's give some resources. Let's donate some resources. Let's push towards the creation of a way to fix this problem. And you know what? That's exactly what will happen. But it's only when you stand up and you're not one of the 13,000 people sitting back and watching that things start happening for you and magic starts to happen.
And that's what it was for me. I thought, you know, should I sit here or should I say something? Should I do something? And I already did that with another program here that was only available to women for 30 years. It was only available to women or battered women or whatever, and I said, wait a minute, this isn't right. This can't be right. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I know I'm not asking for a handout. I'm a resourceful guy. I'm not somebody who robs the system of whatever I can, but I've paid my dues. I've paid my taxes for the last 6 to 10 years, you know, that I've raised my family, and I'm in a situation right now where I need some help, and for you to say that it's just for women is asinine. So I said, okay, what can we do? And I went through a series of steps, and I opened the doors for a program here in Utah that previously was only open to women, is now open to men. I never had to, you know, to men or single fathers with children. I never ended up taking part in it myself because I got an open spot in public housing, which better suited my needs. But I opened the doors for, you know, for other men that may end up in a situation that they can't control or that might be out of their hands. And, hey, you know, I don't get anything out of it, but I don't care. The satisfaction of knowing that there might be other men out there now that can benefit from somebody stepping up and doing something is far more rewarding. It's just as rewarding as watching your kids grow up. Being able to look at another family or another person, excuse me, I'm almost in tears, another person that can benefit from something that I have done.
Kathy?
Kevin, Robert, there's something I need to tell you. In my neighborhood, I live up here in Park City, I knew a family who took in someone, you know, they took someone in for a trade of work in their home. And they, you know, for the trade of shelter and some food and helped him until he went around and got work. He was a sports guy who, right, he had six kids. It was a horrible situation.
Wow.
And the person got their house painted, some other stuff done, and at the same time, you know, the homeowner was happy, and then the other person finally got a job in Phoenix. You know, it took some time, it took a couple months, but he got on his feet. That was a good Samaritan that came forward and went, you know, helped somebody out. You know, I thought about that, and I thought, wow, I should, you know, keep my ears open to the place. If I had the room, give a person a night place for trade of work in the home. Because a man can do construction work. He can fix something. He can paint. He can do something for a trade of sleep and a shower and some food.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And I know,
but
if there's a system out there that will, you know, screen it so you're not taking someone who's going to take advantage of you, but anyway, that, you know, to help these people get on their feet. Because, hey, we're all Americans. We should all help each other.
There's definitely a fine line with that, because now you got the problem. I mean, and this is something that I faced as I faced this situation, was depression. It was tough, because I thought, what am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? And the picture of alcohol and drugs became more attractive, because it was almost like a way to kind of get away from it and take care of it. But then, of course, you think about that, and then you turn around and look at your children's faces, and it's just not an option. But unfortunately, to some, it is an option. When that becomes a part of their life, they do take people take advantage of people, and that becomes a problem. So people that want to be good Samaritans, they still have to be very cautious, because with the way that the economy is right now and the way that, you know, the situation that some people are faced with, it's tough to make some decisions. And I mean, my personal opinion is there's just no excuse for drugs and alcohol if you're raising kids on your own. I don't care what your excuse is. You know, I was faced with it, and I had to make my choices, and I made my choices, and I'm happy with the choices I've made. But you do have to be careful with that, because good Samaritans could wind up getting screwed in the end, and then they have this foul taste in their mouth from trying to help somebody, and then, of course, that spreads around to friends, because, you know, everybody talks to everybody, and everybody, you know, everybody's got friends, and so you got to be really cautious, and you got to be really careful about what you do and how you do it and who you choose. And
Well, Kevin, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. And thank you for your comments. I appreciate that. You know, guys, when there are financial problems, there are going to be a lot of gurus pop out of the woodwork that want to try to assist you. They want to charge money. They want to try to do whatever they can to be able to help their own situation. A lot of you who are listening right now, follow us on Facebook. You know, we give tremendous amounts of advice out. We do whatever we can to assist people around the world. You have to realize that you have to use the gift of discernment. You have to understand who you're dealing with, what they're willing to do for you, and what you're willing to do for them. Obviously, with four kids, you know what?
Bingo.
I would give you my last bit of bread if I saw that. But you know what? If I didn't see that, or if I had my cottage up in Zermatt, up in Park City, and I never came out of my cottage, then guess what? I wouldn't know about it. So let's go one more step. What about the people, and this is for all 17,000 of you now, all 17,000 people, what about you people who are getting telephone calls from creditors? Your phone rings off the hook nonstop. Your cell phone rings off the hook nonstop. And you go to the mailbox, and every day, what happens? Kathy?
Yeah, they don't leave you alone. You're scared.
You know what? I just got a summons. I just got a summons, as a matter of fact, hand-delivered to me for I filed for bankruptcy with my ex-wife in 2006. And apparently something wasn't done properly, and there was a bill that was missed by the attorney. So now I'm faced with another debt that I've got to pay with my meager income, because my ex-wife sure isn't going to pay. She hasn't paid. She's thousands of dollars in arrears and child support. And so now I'm faced, as a matter of fact, I've got around here.
Well, Kevin, let's not, Kevin, Kevin, hang on a second, hang on. What do you have now? What do you have, Kevin, that you didn't have 3 months ago to deal with this situation? What do you have now that you did not have 3 months ago? What's different in your life now?
Than 3 months ago?
Sure. It's not a trick question.
Not really much.
Well, it's not a trick question, because you're talking to him. You're talking to somebody who takes on some of the biggest companies in the world. We take on Goldman Sachs. We take on timeshare companies. I can go on and on and on. So you know what, Kevin? I don't think a little attorney, an attorney in Salt Lake City is going to be a very big problem for me. We just filed a class action lawsuit the other day against Portfolio Recovery Services. They're a debt collector. I just had a call come in today from another collector called LTD Financial Services. We're going to sue them. You see, we don't play in the arena where we just sit back and cry. We do something about it. So, to all of you who have issues like this, here's the answer, and it's not a trick question. Find a mentor or somebody who understands your issue and ask for help. How simple could that be? Yeah. Find a mentor. Yeah, find a mentor or somebody who understands what you're going through and ask them for help.
So you'd be my guide.
Well, maybe so.
What if they want you, Robert? What if they want you to be their mentor?
Well,
where do they go for help?
Let me tell you. I have to be extremely focused on what I do. Whenever I do choose to take somebody, we go through a program called we look at the situation to see how we're going to be able to assist people. Go to www.westerncapital.vip, or for that matter, just go to the internet and go to www.robertpaisola.com. And when you go there, it's going to direct you to another website. Of course, remember I told you I was in a debt collection business. So I have the luxury of a 7-year website called mycollector.com. Mycollector.com.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. Well, up in the right-hand corner of that, it's going to talk to you. And it's going to talk to you kind of harshly, and it's going to be a video that you can watch. And it's going to ask you and tell you exactly what you need to do to become one of our VIP clients. So again, look at the video on mycollector.com. Call us toll-free, 1-877-517-9555. Email us, vip@mycollector.com. But guys, learn. Now, as I told Kathy before the show, she was kind of surprised. I told everybody that I was going to give away a copy of my newest book that has not even been released yet if you simply send an email. So I'm going to say it once, and then Kathy can say it. If you send an email requesting a copy of my newest book about debt collection and about how you can turn the tables on debt collectors and their litigation teams, we will send you a copy, a PDF copy, that you will be able to have for free. It's a $50 value. We want nothing from you. We want to assist you in your life. Send it to support. Support.
Robert?
I'm sorry?
Which email was that again?
Yep. This one would be support@mycollector.com. That's how you get the free book, support@mycollector.com. Now, many of you are listening to this simulcast, and you're listening to it at different times, so it's not going to be the exact day and time. But guess what? If you're willing to take the time and send us a letter and explain to us why you need this, and you'll be seeing it in Barnes & Noble, we'll be glad to send it out to you. All because you took the time to help yourself. So, Kevin, again, people are going through those problems. Kathy had a great example. Trading your services for the ability to have a place for a shower and for your children. Well, I'll tell you, having been having been a Utah native, people in Utah are strong. People in Utah band together, and they help each other. And so the question is,
especially within the community, I mean, within your neighborhood.
Absolutely. And you know what? People will watch this over and over, and they're going to say, "Oh my gosh, that's my situation." Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, and you know, I thought about this in the past, and I thought, how nice would it be if other people or if other families or fathers could benefit from knowing about, and I've even thought about, I can't tell you how many times I've grabbed a notebook out and sat down and wondered, should I write a book?
Ha! Write a book! What an idea! That's only for rich people. That's only for people who are intellectually stimulated and they're the top of the class in school, right?
Yeah, I dropped out of school, Robert. Sorry.
That was sarcastic. That was sarcastic. I've written 6 books, and I guarantee you, I don't fall anywhere near that. Okay. So guess what? Where there's a will, there's a way. Whatever you choose in your life, whatever you choose, you will get the results. You see, you just have to be singular in the notion of knowing what it is that you want. And to our friends around the world that are watching us at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, who is this Kathy Lee person? Well, right now she's your angel, my friends. Kathy Lee Parker is your angel because she's giving you the solution to your problems and handing them to you on a silver platter. The question is, what are you going to do for yourself? Because she can't do it herself. She can't do it. I can't do it for you.
She won't do it for you either.
And let me say this. I can walk beside you. I will not pull you. I will not push you. I will go the speed that you want me to go. Now, whether you're in a seminar, or you've seen our videos, or you've seen us on stage, whatever you've seen, that's the starting point, my friends. The question is, where do you take it from there? And then you end up on international shows like Kathy's show, and you get to be friends with people. And then another person here is another producer at WesternCapitalNews.com. It's nothing but a big blog about how great I am for some reason. I don't know why they did it, but they did. And people tend to look at it, and they watch these videos and go, I cannot believe this guy just said that. Well, guess what? I did. And it throws people.
You know what? I have something to say here, Kevin. For Kevin and Robert, also, too, don't be afraid to go to your chamber of commerce. There's always people, businesses that may look for work. Just go and visit and see what they're doing.
Boy, that's such a good advice.
Yeah, I've never really thought about that. I've been quite resourceful. I've had a job. I've had the same job now for a year, and I'm rather happy with it. We're doing concrete work down there on the Utah Core project, and you know, if you see a big white dump truck that says Heritage Trucking on it, I just plugged them, then there's a good chance it's me in there driving one of those trucks, taking the concrete to the freeway.
Sweet. But Kevin, I want to thank you so much for talking to Robert. And we got some other calls trying to get in. So
great, thanks for having me too. I've got to get running myself.
Yeah, God bless you, Kevin.
So I've got to actually go to work.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Kathy, thank you. Have a great evening. You do the same, Robert.
Okay, God bless now.
Bye-bye.
Robert, I understand that you are an international motivational speaker. And I almost noticed that you are a real estate mentor. What is that?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, a motivational speaker is nothing more than somebody who talks to you and tells you exactly what you probably don't want to hear. Okay, I'm a guy who tells you the way things are very clearly, very directly, and I've just been very blessed in the ability to do that, as I've been able to do that, and I've been able to stop and say, "Hey, wake up, people," and people tend to listen. Now, sometimes that gets expounded upon, as we are today. We're at 27,000 people now. 27,000 people are listening to this show through all of our various outlets.
Okay.
Well, you have to realize, I did not just create that. It took 7 years, and it took a lot of learning for myself. And I'll tell you what, I can really relate to Kevin's situation really well. Because, you see, I've had downtime. Yeah. I've had downtimes, too. We all have. But the good news is getting back up. So as an international motivational speaker, what I'm talking about is I am somebody who will hold you accountable and will hold your feet to the fire. And you know what? Some people might like that. Some people might say, "Oh boy, I don't really like the way you do things, Rob." Well, we have one thing to say about that. Thanks, but we really don't need to work with you. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. And that's what speaking is all about. And again, when you take it to this level, it's the same thing as a talk show. Because somebody's going to get it sometime, and they're going to send an email to VIP at My Collector, and they're going to say, "Boy, I've got a problem with a timeshare company, or I have a problem with a major debt collection firm." And of course, they're going to call, and they're going to say, "Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy."
Let's give out more information on you for those who are listening in. Your website and phone number so they can contact you. Because I know, you know, today, like you said before, we are in a crisis, and there's people losing jobs, you know, that had jobs for 15, 20 years, or even 5 years. And they're like, "Where do I go from here?" And they're a single person, or they're divorced with children, or even an older people too, divorced with children. And they're saying, "Help, where do I go? What do I do?" And I know they can get some of your books, as well as who to contact for a mentor for them. Because some of people say, "Well, where do I go to find me a mentor?"
Well, there you go.
What do I do?
Well, there's your answer. First of all, let me tell you, my name is Robert Pizzola, and I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital and the Western Capital Financial Group of Companies. We started Western Capital Multimedia, which is what you're dealing with right now and listening to. One day when I woke up in my office and somebody came in and said, "Rob, tell me what your hobby is." And you know what? I didn't have an answer to that. Because all I knew was how to work. How to work, and get results. But then I had a mentor named Dr. R.G. Williams. And Dr. Williams said, "Rob, start looking at things a little different, and you'll get different results." And you know what? I did. And so then we found out that what we had to offer in the field of real estate development, real estate acquisition, commercial real estate acquisition, all those things that people are going through right now, we had solutions to assist people. So at the time, we were going out and showing them how to buy money, buy real estate with no money down, showing them how to overcome some of their fears. Now we deal with crisis management. Like Kevin said, you get a foreclosure notice on your door, Chase Manhattan wants you out in 30 days. Well, you have two choices. You can spend $10,000, go to an attorney, or you can call me. I'm going to be somebody who's going to be very, very, very difficult to deal with for them, because guess what? I have the ear of 27,000 people, and I'm going to show to those 27,000 people the problem that Chase Bank has caused you. Do you follow that, Kathy?
Right. Yeah, I have my following.
Yeah. It's not like they're talking to one person. And anybody who's listening, write this down. If you live in a one-party or two-party state, simply go to Google and type in the words, "Can I record?" If you're able to record, I want you to go to Walmart and I want you to buy a recorder. If it's not documented, it did not happen. They're digital files. Document what happened, document the conversations, and you will be amazed at what results you will get. That's free advice. So I started Western Capital Multimedia, And then I decided that we were no longer going to collect debt. We were going on the other side, and we're going to help people who are being abused by these people. And you know what? We ended up on ABC, NBC, CBS, all over the world, including attorneys started contacting us, wondering what we can do for class action litigation. And now you see what Obama's done with the plan. It's been changed. The laws we deal with now are completely different than they were 5 years ago. And I like to say that I had a part in that. And some people, guess, believe it or not, Kathy, guess what? Don't like me. There are people on this call today that would rather Robert Paizola shut up and not say a thing. And to those people, I simply say, thank you. I wish you the best. Because those are the people...
I know some people...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kathy.
I know some people that collectors. They say to me, Kathy, I want to pay, but they won't leave me up. They won't let me get caught up. They're not the type of people that go out and do up an American Express card or something like that, but they've gotten into a sticky situation and they needed the help. If they just, the collectors just back off and let them get on their feet so they can pay the credit card.
Yep.
To pay.
All they have to do is ask.
And like you said, they have to ask, but maybe they tried. I don't know the full 100% circumstances there, but that's what I've heard from, you know, business associates, you know, just friends out there that, you know, are in that sticky situation due to a medical, due to losing their job, to losing, you know, something, emergency that came up, got them in a very sticky situation. And then all of a sudden they get creditors on their case. And but is it true that, say, the American Express company, they sell the debt to a creditor company or another company, and then it's out of their hands?
Well, let me tell you how that works. We call those debt vultures. When you enter in an agreement with American Express, and I'm going to go on the higher end right now, and they issue you a platinum card, and you run up a $30,000 bill. They have a certain period of time at which they must try to collect that amount. The first part of that collection process is they send out pretty little letters, and then they try to call you and get a hold of you for a certain period of time. If you do not pay in that certain period of time, they must, because of the federal banking laws, charge off the account. And unfortunately, when they charge off the accounts, they just simply do it unilaterally. There's no personality involved in it. There's no history of what happened on the phone calls. There's nothing to document what went on prior to the sale of that account. Now, to our listeners around the world today, we have documentation because we're all going to go out and get recorders and record these people. So then they sell it to a collection company. And then a collection company calls you and calls your friends and calls your relatives. Well, in the book that I'm going to give away today, it's going to have a sample letter of how to tell people to cease and desist. Write this down, America. Cease and desist. Do not talk to me. And then all they can do is sue you. If they sue you, in the book that we're going to give away today by simply having them email support@mycollector.com, telling us the reason why they deserve it and asking for it, they're going to have a very specific outline of reasons of why and how to deal with that debt collector. You see, in the entire time I was in the debt collection business, we took a case to trial twice. Twice! Out of thousands and thousands and thousands of times. So what does that tell you? That's it. You're just a number. And they sell it to another person and another person. And then pretty soon that same debt has been sold over and over and over, and there's no validity to the debt. So again, if you are in that situation, they have to prove to you, and I'm getting very detailed here, and it'll be in the book, they have to prove to you that you owe that money. My friends, let me give you another hint. They also have to prove in the case of a mortgage. Now let's take a little walk back in time. Does anybody remember the television shows or the media talking about robo signings or document shredding parties going on at Countrywide Mortgage Company? Yes.
Yeah.
So guess what? If they don't have the documents authentic, real documents and not affidavits of fact, guess who owes the money? Ding, ding, you win. But if you don't know to ask those questions and to demand the documentation back to day one, not just expecting that they're going to take whatever whatever you have. I mean, there's judges right now that are listening, and they see people lined up in their courtrooms every single day. Go to creditinamerica.com. And they pass out judgments by default because people don't step up and they do not even show up to the game. Well, if you don't show up and you don't want to defend yourself, then guess what? You're probably not going to get the results you're looking for. But if you fight and you fight tenaciously, we've got some cases in Florida right now. They're going to pay us millions of dollars. And I have a question for you, the bankers. You want to deal with us? Do you want to deal with Western Capital? Do you want to deal with what we're going to do? Every single thing you say is going to be put to the national public, on national news, on radio stations like LA Talk Radio. Do you think I'm scared of that? No. So you better follow the law. And if you don't follow the law, we're going to hold you accountable. That's why I have such faith in one of my friends who's in Congress named Jason Chaffetz. He says it like it is, Kathy. He's out of Utah.
Oh.
Jason Chaffetz.
What's his name?
Jason Chaffetz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I know who he is. Yes.
Yeah.
That good guy, good guy. And yeah, he's right to the, he tells it like it is. But that is something to know. They have to have proof of document, proof of the original document. I know so many people who've gotten, you know, being chased by debt collectors, mortgage people, saying they owe this, owe that, owe that, or you're behind in this, or you're behind 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and they're like, wait a minute, I've been paying. You know, I might get, you know, or I got myself caught, but sent you a big check, yada, yada, yada. You know, it goes on and on and on, but they still keep coming after them and wanting more money.
So what if they had it all documented and they recorded everything and they could outline exactly what happened to prove that that person's wrong?
Yeah, that's right. So if they record that conversation that they paid $1,500 for the past, you know, I'm guessing, I don't know what people's mortgages are, but or $2,500 for 2 months that they got themselves caught up, and they record, they say, hey, you're paying. The next, you know, the next month they get the letter saying you're behind. Oh, yeah, they need to get a recorder. They definitely need to get.
And all they have to do is, all they have to do is all they have to do is by the grace of God, thank you, and contact us and let us deal with them. We'll take them on head on for you. And the good news is, let me be very clear to all the naysayers out there, I am not an attorney. Let me say it again. I am not an attorney. I don't like attorneys.
Okay.
I sue attorneys. You see, if I need an attorney, I will hire you to sign your name on the documents because I don't want you to think. Unfortunately, I have reasons for that, but I'll tell you, if I need you as an attorney, I will hire you for that issue. I'm not going to have you churn me or churn my clients and then end up having somebody get screwed. Because it's probably safe to say that we're a little bit more aggressive than a nice paper-pushing attorney. Would you say?
Right.
There you go.
Yes, I do.
In the name of the word that you need to use when you're talking to a debt collector is this. Show me the media, M-E-D-I-A. The media is the documentation that goes along with the sale of the portfolio that validates the debt. One step further. Show me where I signed the credit card application. Show me where I signed at Walmart for that $900 charge. And guess what, Kathy? They can't do it.
Yeah.
Now, just imagine if you knew that and you were to go to court and you were demanding that the judge make them, compel them to do that. In my books, we show you step by step how to do that for $49.95. Today, it's free.
Wow. You know what, Robert? I have so much to ask you because there's so much to go over and over. There's things with, what about credit cards, who the person paying a credit card, I've heard this couple of times already out there. But they're paying their credit card, they're paying on time, and all of a sudden, they close their credit. I'm like, you're kidding me. Yeah, I've been with them 3 years, and all of a sudden, they close up my credit.
And you know what? That's happening. That's happening all the time. And what's even worse is some families like to say, like, okay, I have a $25,000 credit line. I don't owe anything on it, but I know that it's there. It's as a buffer. It's getting closed out, completely shut down. Okay? The credit card companies are using government money, a.k.a. TARP money, to protect themselves. They're not loaning it out. They're not doing anybody any favors. You see? That's not what their job is. So they're mitigating the risk by simply saying, hey, why do we want to give this person a credit card that could potentially just blow up in our face for $25,000? We're just going to cut it loose.
Right.
See, they're running scared too, because the only thing different between what we do and what they do is they have not been caught. We hold them accountable when we catch them in their games. We catch them as they file their false affidavits in court. We catch them as we subpoena and depose their people. Sounds harsh, but it saves people millions and millions of dollars. And this goes for corporations also. We retool a corporation the same way. And some of the biggest CEOs that you know, well, you would never know we were there. But we're the ones working with them so that they can get back on track again. And if you are in that situation, my friends, the choice is yours. You just need to make a phone call. Send an email to robert@mycollector.com. And as Kathy said, there's going to...
Repeat that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
Repeat that one more time so they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, Kathy, it's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at mycollector, mycollector.com. And again, I want you all to go to www.mycollector.com and watch the video in the top right-hand portion of the screen. You're going to see it, and you're going to see exactly what we do. And then you're going to say, wait a second, guess what? Maybe they can help us. And all I say is look at us based on our successes. That's all we can say. That's really all you can say as a talk show host. I mean, I have people calling in all the time saying, hey, Rob, do you want to do this show? Hey, Rob, I want you to do this. Hey, Rob, I want you. But you know what? I choose to make my own schedule. I don't want to live under somebody else's thumb. So I choose out of that. But would I make a good host? Of course. Would people like it? Probably not. Because I'm probably going to give people a little too much information. As a matter of fact, today we've been dealing with the issue of President Obama's birth certificate. Yes, America, that's what we've been talking about today at Western Capital. Somebody put it up, the White House finally released it, and of course somebody came back on our sites and said, wait a second, here's one from wherever, and this has his footprint. So he posted it. So if you want to spend time all day long worrying about things like that, then I guess that's your choice. I'll entertain that.
Okay. Robert, I want you to come back again. Give me at least 2 more months, and I want you to come back because there's a lot to cover here.
Well, you know what? We are so honored to be associated with you, and we're honored because of the word relationship. You are the relationship specialist, and I tell you, we turned down 10 out of every 20 interviews we get asked to do simply because we don't have the time. But a relationship with...
It's an honor to have you on my show. It is an honor to have me on your show. And hey, I know you're going somewhere. You mentioned something about going to London. And I thought, you got invited to what?
You know what? That's the craziest thing. That's the craziest thing in the world. I'll tell you, after this call, we're actually going to fly to London. We're going to the royal funeral, or excuse me, the royal wedding. And we're going to take a look and see exactly what's going on over there. But again, a lot of people would say, boy, how's that possible? Well, you know what? All you got to do is ask, and miraculous things happen. So we're heading over there. We're going to be back. We'll be back by this weekend, and then back on the road and on the radio and with some of our friends, and hopefully we'll be seeing you again. So that's...
You will. And I'll be in Las Vegas in about a week, so hopefully to catch up with you.
Okay.
And and also introduce you to some people with EMC.
Absolutely. Notice what she's saying, America. She's talking about possibly networking. Networking, what is that? That is the ability where two people get together and say, you know what, I know this person that might be able to assist you, or I know this person that might be able to help you, or whatever. But guess what? That's what it takes. I want to play something real quick for you if I can. And it's really, really quick. We'll wrap it up and we'll add it to the end of the video when we cut the video on this one with our guys. So just look forward to that. And thank you. You create an incredible value to the community, Kathy.
You're welcome, Robert. Thank you again. And now I'd like to thank my sponsors. I have Runabout Shuttle.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That is a live broadcast that has gone around the world. And what I'm going to do now is, for our viewers, I'm going to play you that piece that we couldn't get on the air because I'm sure you want to listen to it. Let's just listen to it for a second.
Internationally, dial area code 619, excuse me, area code 801-619-4700. God bless you. And Godspeed.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcast.
All right, America, let me ask you a question. What did you get out of that? 20-some thousand people listened. Our websites are completely destroyed. They're on right now. And we covered a lot of ground. But if you are somebody who needs assistance, we're here for you. And I really, really want to tell you that we truly, truly, truly value you as our clients and value you as our listeners and guests. I can't tell you how much we value the people who really, really, really support us on a daily, daily basis. Those are people who are our friends on Facebook. Because you see, it's people like you who go out of your way to really make a difference. And as you make a difference, you're creating change in your life and other people's lives also. So, you know, we never claim to be the best. We never claim to be much of anything more than just who we are. But I do want you to hear this. This is our last thing we'll play. To your success, my friends. So we appreciate you again. We wish you well. And Godspeed. Godspeed, my friends. We really, really, really hope that you got something out of today. Because you know what? The opportunity is now yours. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to move forward? We're here for you at www.mycollector.com. And we're at www.robertpaisola.com. We're going to give away that book we talked about. Send us an email, support@mycollector.com. Godspeed, my friends. Much love. This is a broadcast of the Western Capital Multimedia Network. No portion of this broadcast may be reproduced or replicated without the express written consent of Western Capital and/or its assigns.